This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Sudan is descending into death and destruction at an unprecedented speed, but desperately needed humanitarian funding does not meet the scale of the emergency, UN Chief Antonio Guterres warned on Monday. Addressing donors at a pledging event in Geneva convened by the UN with Egypt, Germany, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the African Union, and the European Union, Mr. Guterres said that out of the $3 billion needed to assist people in Sudan and those who have fled to neighboring countries, less than 17% has been funded so far. More than half the country's population needs aid, and 2 million have been displaced by the fighting since the 15th of April. The UN Secretary-General insisted that it was the international community's duty to support the people of Sudan and its neighboring countries. He also condemned violence against aid workers and the looting of humanitarian supplies, appealing to the warring parties to protect civilians and enable humanitarian action in line with international law. A lack of strong cooperation with the international human rights system leaves states adrift, UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said on Monday, as he addressed rights emergencies in dozens of countries, including Iran, Mali, and Russia. Here he is speaking to the Human Rights Council, which opened its 53rd regular session in Geneva this week.
We are now at a critical juncture. 75 years after the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and 30 years after the Vienna Declaration. Against the backdrop of flaring conflicts, the Sustainable Development Agenda dangerously off track, and environmental harm threatening humanity, international cooperation is vital so that we can advance human rights.
Human rights must always be above the fray of politics, Mr. Turk insisted, following a request from Mali for the UN to immediately withdraw its peacekeeping mission from the country. He called on Russia to cooperate with the council-appointed Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine and expressed concern over the massive recent increase in executions of prisoners in Iran and the dismantling of human rights principles for women and girls in Afghanistan. Also speaking at the Human Rights Council on Monday, UN Special Rapporteur on Afghanistan Richard Bennett said that the Taliban rulers of the country may be responsible for gender apartheid. Europe has been warming twice as fast as the global average since the 1980s, with extreme weather causing excess deaths and economic disruption. That's the key message of the UN World Meteorological Agency, WMO's, latest report. It shows that last year Europe was approximately 2.3 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial average used as a baseline for the Paris Agreement, which aims to limit warming to 1.5 degrees. Last summer was also the warmest on record in Europe. But there is a ray of hope. WMO said that for the first time ever in 2022, renewable energy such as wind and solar power generated more of the European Union's electricity than polluting fossil fuels. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.